the campus of Hillsdale College in beautiful Hillsdale, Michigan. This is Scott Bertram in for Steve on the Steve Gruber Show. August 17th, it's a Wednesday, 2022. Here are three big things you need to know. One, President Biden has signed the so-called Inflation Reduction Act into law. The measure includes spending that advocates say will fight climate change, $2,000 out-of-pocket cap for prescription drug costs for Medicare recipients, and a new corporate minimum tax. Two, the Great Lakes Water Authority says it will be early September before water service is restored to seven Metro Detroit communities. Those were supposed to get water service back August 27th. Now they wait an extra week. And number three, Wyoming Congresswoman Liz Cheney will not be on the ballot in November. Her primary loss last night to attorney Harriet Hageman. Cheney had become one of former President Trump's strongest GOP critics, voting to impeach him for his role in the events of January 6th. Her support went from 72% 2 years ago to 29% yesterday across Wyoming. And that's where we start this hour two of the Steve Gruber Show. Officially the halfway point of the week of hosting for me. I'm here today, tomorrow, Friday. Steve is back on Monday. And so hour two of Wednesday, yeah, this is the fulcrum. This is where we turn to not the home stretch, but the back half of the week of hosting for me. Hour two, Adam Millsap is with us from Stand Together. He's taught economics at a number of places, including Florida State and Clemson. Jonathan Holifield, former NFL player, dubbed the architect of inclusive competitiveness. We'll talk with him about the future economy and inclusive competitiveness. Carol Markowitz from the New York Post, her new column is Disband the CDC Now. We'll talk with Carol, who you also see on Fox News, Fox Business, Offit as well. That is all coming up at a jam-packed hour of the Steve Gruber Show. Again, my name is Scott Bertram. I am here on the campus of Hillsdale College. Our students are back this weekend, moving back in, and then classes start next Wednesday here on Hillsdale's campus as we begin educating new freshmen and returning sophomores, juniors, and seniors. It's always an exciting part of the year, and I know it comes with the territory of just simply getting older, but I can't. I've been here, this will be my seventh year at Hillsdale, and every year gets faster, every term gets faster, every summer gets shorter. It's unbelievable how quickly time flies, and I know I'm not alone on this, but I'm just telling you, it's just crazy how quickly, you know, the freshman who comes in, snap your fingers, it's 4 years later, and he or she is graduating. It's crazy. I teach journalism here. I also am the general manager of the student radio station, WRFH, here on campus. Host the Radio Free Hillsdale Hour, heard on many of these fine radio stations over the weekend. You also can find it in podcast form wherever you find great podcasts. I host the Hillsdale College Classical Education Podcast. I host Political Beats over at National Review and also elsewhere, and at patreon.com/politicalbeats if you want to see what we have going on there. Some bonus content, some exclusive content for those who help support the program. Most recently, on the show, we talk with people in and around the world of politics about nothing political whatsoever, but about our guest's favorite band or artist. And then we take a deep dive into their music and careers. Most recently, Mott the Hoople featured. Coming up at the end of the month, Willie Nelson, a two-part episode on Willie Nelson. So it'll be fun. Our first official foray into, like, official country on the program. So that's Political Beats. And you can find that where you find fine podcasts as well. Told you that kids are getting back to school here at Hillsdale. Students are going back to school across the state, which makes it a very, very odd time for our governor to be proposing a sales tax on school supplies, sales tax holiday on school supplies. I got this email yesterday. I actually saw a response from the Senate Majority Leader, which I'll give you in a second, Mike Shirkey. And it popped in my email box, and I had to check to make sure it wasn't, like, you can delay when you send emails, right? You can go in and say, send on this day, send a week from now, send a month from now. And I had to make sure there wasn't some sort of timing issue with the email I got, because it's August 17th. Why would you propose a sales tax holiday now? Story from WXYZ. As school starts, Governor Gretchen Whitmer has proposed suspending Michigan's sales tax on school supplies. Governor saying, quote, as families gear up for the school year, they should be able to get what they need without spending too much money out of pocket. That's why I'm putting forward the MI Back to School plan, which includes a proposal to temporarily suspend the sales tax on school supplies. Story says the plan will help Michigan families and educators save on classroom items such as paper, crayons, pencils, and computers. According to a report, parents and families were expected to spend up to $661 per child on school supplies this year. What are you buying for your kids out there? $661? Even if you include, like, clothing. How do you get to $661? I mentioned this earlier in the week. One of the great things that this may have been happening before I had kids and I just didn't notice, but I certainly have noticed since I have school-age kids, and that is your major retailers like Target and Walmart, those I know for sure, deeply discount most school supplies. Pens, pencils, folders, notebooks, crayons, markers. It's 50 cents for a box of crayons. It's 50 cents for a box of markers. I think I saw folders for 15 cents at Walmart. So that stuff is already deeply discounted. Unless you're buying your student a new laptop every single year, one for each of your kids, how are you spending an average of $661 per kid? Maybe I don't have high school age kids, 9 and 7. So maybe it gets more expensive the higher you go, but I can tell you personally, spent nowhere near that, even on both the kids combined. And the point I wanted to make to begin with was, who proposes a sales tax holiday on school supplies when students are already back in school? My kids are back on Tuesday. I know some districts already are back. A lot of them going back next week. I think that our Hillsdale public schools are back next week. We're at a charter here in Hillsdale back on Tuesday. When does the governor think that parents buy school supplies? Now, I know, yeah, some of it is like Christmas shopping. You wait till Christmas Eve and run out to the stores and grab what you need, I suppose. You wait till school, first day of school Eve and do it. But I would think a majority of back-to-school shopping in the state already has been done. And even if not, if the governor proposes it yesterday, when are lawmakers supposed to act on it to then have it put into place? Parents don't buy school supplies, generally, after school has begun. That makes no sense. Mike Shirky yesterday said it, Majority Leader, quote, if press releases were leadership, Michigan might have an effective governor, but they're not, and we don't. The people of the state are smarter than Governor Whitmer gives them credit for. They know she's done absolutely nothing to help them through these historically difficult times. Today's announcement on the eve of school starting is nothing but shameless pandering. That's correct. There's no way it gets done. There's no way. And even if they acted nearly immediately, it wouldn't help most parents who already have bought school supplies for the coming year. It's pandering. Essentially, it's worthless. Scott Bertram sitting in for Steve. This is the Steve Gruber Show.
The pandemic has made it clear. If you're overweight, have diabetes or high blood pressure, you are at risk. MyPureHealth Solutions wants you to get healthy. If you've been thinking about losing weight, there's no better time than right now. With MyPureHealth Solutions, you can do it all from the privacy of your own home. MyPureHealth Solutions will build a custom plan just for you to lose weight, lower your blood pressure, and even boost your immune system. If you're ready to take control of your weight and your health, today is the day. Go to GruberHealth.com. GruberHealth.com. If you're looking for a new best friend and you've already been to the shelter, it's time to check out TheBarkingBoutique.com. TheBarkingBoutique.com guarantees its puppies for the next 5 years and plenty to choose from. New arrivals daily. TheBarkingBoutique.com. Healthy Cell delivers 165% more vitamin nutrition with its microgel formula. Studies show Healthy Cell packs a bigger punch than ordinary vitamins. Healthy Cell is made in America and recommended by Dr. Peter McCullough. Go to HealthyCell.com, use the promo code Gruber and save 20%. HealthyCell.com, promo code Gruber.
Ever wonder if that old coin you found may be worth a mint? At Liberty Coin, you don't have to wonder anymore. Liberty Coin has been in the business of turning lost treasures into actual cash for decades. If you have old coins or any kind of paper money, too, the experts at Liberty Coin can help you figure out exactly what it's worth, and they might even make you an offer. right here on the Steve Gruber Show, Liberty Coin experts will answer your questions live on the air. So if you think you might be able to cash in, send an email to coins@stevegruber.com. Send a picture if you can. coins@stevegruber.com.
Hi, Adam from Patriot Foods of Michigan Company, committed to bringing you U.S.-only grown and sourced produce. When you support the U.S. farmer, we give back to military families in need. Use promo code AMERICA and save 10% today. And get free shipping on all orders over $100. That's promo code AMERICA. Go to PatriotFoods.com. That's PatriotFoods.com. Use promo code AMERICA and shop today.